Hello, Podlers. After all these years working together, it's still nice to know that Glenn Moore can surprise me.
Bob de Bauer, kan er es bau. Bob de Bauer, ja er kan.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's talk about our good friends with DIY Benefits. Wix, shall we? They have joined forces with a presenter, singer, actress and DIY enthusiast named Kimberly Walsh to launch another shade of paint to transform your living space. Its name? Subtle Sage. And you can shop right now in-store or online at wix.co.uk. And to celebrate, we have that chance for you to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play our game that involves our resident spiritual guru, the Subtle Sage. Hello, Subtle Sage.
Be well, devotees, for 'tis I, the Subtle Sage. Allow me to hold this space, David, for this last time, hopefully.
Is this your last time?
It is. I am humbled, truly humbled.
Sorry to interrupt you, Subtle Sage. You don't know someone called the Ferryman, do you? I think we're going to need him in a couple of weeks for attendance of tickets giveaway.
Wow.
No, okay. No. Never met the Ferryman.
Never been on water.
What?
I'm rooted to land.
Why?
Because I am the Subtle Sage.
You're landlocked.
Yes.
You're a landlocked person.
That's all part of the service, yeah. They say... Now, let's get back on
Don't
track.
Don't cross the streams. Say, not you know what a stream is, but...
They say... They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, and your first step this morning, dear listener, is to call the studio and answer my questions 3. Correctly answer all of them, and you will win yourself a Wix gift card to the earthly value of £200. It's as simple as that.
£250. He's starting to pocket some of himself. It's his last day.
Call now and have a tenner.
I'm siphoning some up for myself. I have to come in here every Friday. So there you go, that's it. There you go.
Okay, so I don't know what's going on. If you do, well, call us right now. 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. The T's and C's are online. Effectively, up next, Subtle Sage is going to ask you 3 music-based questions. If you get them all right, you can have a Wix gift card worth £250.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we are all set for the final appearance of Subtle Sage, which also just happens to be the name of the brand new paint brought to us all by Kimberly Walsh. It's a delightful shade, and you can shop right now in-store or online at wix.co.uk. So, Subtle Sage, are you ready to present 3 questions to our listener?
I am indeed. Be well, my devotee.
Okay, online one, we have Tasha. Good morning, Tasha.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Subtle Sage.
Hi, Tasha.
There's a little tremble in your voice there. Are you nervous about meeting Subtle Sage, Tasha?
No, I've had a sore throat and I've lost my voice the whole week.
You have my sympathies.
Chakras are slightly unaligned this morning.
You're not a medical professional, Subtle Sage. Do not overstep the mark here.
Sense. Trouble in the aura somewhere. Okay, Tash, is that true? Okay.
Is your aura okay, Tash? Yeah?
I don't know. Most likely not. We don't know.
We don't know.
Let's hope so.
Tasha, if you were to win a £250 Wix gift card, what would you do with the money?
I would use it to develop my school's outdoor areas and outdoor green spaces. I'm a teacher at Northview Primary School in Meesden, northwest London. And we have a nature area and budgets the way they are. We, you know, need a bit of help to sort it out and make it all great for the kids.
Oh, Tasha, that's so lovely.
Go on holiday. I'd go on holiday.
And that's why Tasha is a nice person and you... okay, well how lovely. Let's go through these questions, Subtle Sage, shall we?
Yes, let's do this. Yeah.
You've got three questions to answer. They're multiple choice. There's an A or a B. So just try and tune into the vibes of Subtle and see if you can get them all right.
Let's
here we go.
Let's make a conscious connection, Tasha, okay? My devotee.
None of that either,
They say that life is really very simple and you give out what we give out, we get back. So I'm just trying to remember the quote.
Just trying to remember how to read the script.
But which famous four-piece Liverpudlian band famously performed Get Back? A, the Beatles, or B, the Coral?
The Beatles.
Absolutely right. Well done. That's one down. Excellent. The school's going to be looking good. Let's keep going.
My devotee now, Ram Dass once said, we're fascinated by the words, but where we meet is in the silence behind them. But which famous folk duo sang The Sound of Silence? A, Outkast, or B, Simon and Garfunkel?
Ooh, might be Simon Garfunkel.
I think it might be, yeah.
Absolutely right, well done. Excellent, so just one question to go.
Finally, devotee, Osho told us that a certain darkness is required to see the stars. But which British group performed A Sky Full of Stars? A, Coldplay, or B, the Verve?
Sorry, could you say that one again?
Yes, that's right.
Let me handle it from here. Which British group performed A Sky Full of Stars? Is it Coldplay or The Verve?
Coldplay.
Is right, well done. Yay. Tasha, this is so lovely that you've won £250 worth of Wickes gift card goodness, which you're going to spend on your school. Now, I have a good relationship with our friends at Wickes. They really do have BWE, Big Wickes Energy. And every now and again, they allow me to speak on their behalf. So what I think they would like me to do right now is to double the amount on the gift card so you can get it looking really nice at the school, because that's a really selfless act. You're a little bit under the weather, so to come on and deal with Subtle Sage and for such a good cause, I think £500 worth of Wickes gift card goodness going to you and everyone at the school to make the outdoor area nice is the right thing to do. Thank you for tuning into the show, Tasha, and have a lovely weekend ahead and a speedy recovery.
Thank you so much. That's amazing. That's going to do so much for us all.
Well, that is our pleasure, and I know Wickes will feel the same. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. Bye, Tasha.
Thank you so much.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Here he is, as promised, with the social ammunition. It's Matt Dyson. Matt, what's going on out there?
Yeah, well, first this morning, there's a great thread on Reddit this week about activities that you're pretty sure most people only pretend that they like. And there were lots of suggestions on there, like LinkedIn, hanging out with the parents of your child's friend. They're saying people only pretending to like these. Family gatherings.
I admire people for even pretending. I've not even got that far yet.
I hate you.
Some I make people it pretty clear.
Some people do do it. Family gatherings was another suggestion. Going to the beach. It's just hot and sandy and people are pretending to like it.
Right.
And then also another one was those people that claim to be able to taste things in wine, like sea air and hints of lemons and specific trees. Yeah. Are they just pretending? The sommelier is pretending. But, I mean, there are lots of things. I think maybe cricket is one of them, or the opera.
Well, yeah.
The opera,
Do people really like them?
I'd go to the opera in a few years.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
And you won't enjoy it.
You'll pretend to enjoy it, won't you? Sat there for 4 hours.
I have enjoyed the E&O on several occasions over the years.
Keep the arms alive,
It's brilliant. It's a great night out.
Yes, I like the Electric Light Orchestra too.
Please turn off. In fact, they do that at the end, but in Italian.
Yeah. So good. You don't have to pretend to like that. And then it's Talking Pet of the Week time.
Now, here we go.
You have to bear with me. You have to go with me on this one, right?
We always do.
You're the thing in my life you were just talking about. I pretend. But I like Talking Pet of the Week.
Because, you know, even I had to be convinced of this one. But it is a cow. It's a cow acting like a cow, like the stereotype of how you think a cow should behave.
Oh,
right? Okay. So a child is in a field with a microphone interviewing a cow and going moo, and the cow performs and like does the most perfect moo, really emphasizing the M. Here's the conversation the girl starts with. No, that's her. It's just so. Yeah, okay, you want a moo? I'll give you a moo. Perfect moo. Yeah, I'm a cow.
The M comes halfway through the sound.
It's almost like the cow goes, I'm not doing this right now.
Really emphasizing the M. Very reminiscent of the dog that said, woof. Remember this one? Oh, yeah, you want a dog? I'm a dog. I'm being a dog.
Can,
yeah.
can I hear the cow again, please?
The cow is amazing. Yeah, it's like you know when people say you're a cliche. Like say when if they say you're from London, are you go oh hello cheeky chappy dog. Yeah. He's like saying oh, I'm a cow. Am
so
I?
You say
yeah.
The cow's a hack.
Yeah, the cows go oh yeah whatever. I'll be a cow if you want. Happy now.
Moo enough. Shall we spray you in milk from my udders? Are you happy now?
Exactly.
Also, can I please hear the cow again? Is a great name for the Dave podcast. Thanks for that, Glenn.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute
Radio. So, Anna has just brought it to our attention that she, the award-winning news anchor and radio journalist broadcaster, once in person interviewed a cow.
Ow,
so, wow. Geary.
What the hell?
I didn't want to say this on the radio, but now you know.
Oh, did you? Honestly, I'm not being that guy.
No. It's okay.
Just turned to me and said, did you know that Anna was interviewing a cow? And we had like, 10 seconds left on the song, so I just thought, well, we were going to do something about Bank Holiday Monday, but I thought, I'm going to have to ask about this.
No, you're right. So this cow is called Mariah Dairy.
Right. Okay, good name.
Glenn loves it already. It's got a pun in it, absolutely, yeah.
And it was in Jersey, so my early TV days.
It was a quiet news day, was it?
Well, yeah. I mean, every day.
No, this is a big hard-hitting interview. Did you threaten to overrule him?
When you say early TV days, you mean you just wandered past the cow with your phone and filmed yourself for a bit?
I had a full camera crew and I had about 4 minutes to film with this cow.
Was the guy holding the boom just like, I can't believe I spent 4 years at media school for this.
Yes. What? And I was just like trying to get a sound out of her, but she just wasn't moving.
Like the cow in the social
that
ammo.
That girl did excellently in the social ammo. That's what reminded me. I was like, gosh, I couldn't get that cow.
Were you thinking she's like a young Anna, that girl? What was the point of the piece? Are you allowed to say? Or?
Yes, she was. The cow was wearing a Christmas jumper.
What? Cuckoo-ki-choo? Are these the lyrics to I Am the Walrus? I'm so confused.
Honestly, it was just like Christmas jumper day for the cows in this field in Germany.
I remember that. I was on the front page of The Guardian for a few days. I ran with that for a few days. I remember.
I did an opinion piece about it, actually, for The Guardian Online. So, I can't believe you're dragging me into this. Do they knit big jumpers with four holes?
They do. Yeah. And it takes hours for them to put the jumpers on the cow.
They're so big. So then you went along to interview this cow wearing a Christmas jumper because it's called Mariah
Dairy.
And you just wanted it to moo and then it would have been a wrap. That's great, everyone.
Yeah.
Exactly. But she just wouldn't make a noise. So I'm just like filling, talking about how great the jumper
filling.
is. This has to be another episode of All Right on the Night, which you were on the other week getting attacked by pigeons, weren't you, as well? This has got to be.
My journalism career has gone well so far.
On the BBC, there is actually an article named Jersey Cows Model Matching Christmas Jumpers.
What?
And there they are. I just thought Anna might be making it up, but of course she's not.
I can show you guys the clip. Honestly, I've got it.
We have to show us all the clips.
I will. I'll put it on my social.
Now, talking of showing us the clips, you posted something amazing on our WhatsApp group and then you went on holiday last week, so we weren't able to talk to you about it on air. But it is animal related. Anna has made it not only to Gogglebox,
yes,
but also to the television institution that is It'll Be All Right on the Night. And this is you, not with cows. What is it this time, Anna?
It was pigeons. Yeah. Pigeons. Right.
So tell everyone what's going on in this clip.
Well, I had had to go. I can't even remember what the story was. It was another quiet news day, and they sent me to St. James's
Pigeons in jumpers.
Park.
Yeah.
And I think it was about getting people to stop feeding them because it was encouraging pests or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm not good with birds.
No. Were they all wearing little jumpers as well?
There was no jumpers.
You're not good with birds. You can see that in the clip. But then you say this will be on.
This will be a blooper.
This will be a blooper. It is. Yes.
And then it actually made it to ITV's It Will Be All Right on
Amazing.
The Night.
Did you post that on your socials?
I think I must have posted it on my socials at the time, and then it got picked up by the bigwigs at ITV.
So
I did get paid for it, you know.
Did you? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
£250.
No way.
Like a member of the public sending in a video.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Amazing.
So that's like double bubble, right?
So I'd seen it going into my bank account last year and thought, oh, it's going to make it at some point.
Yeah.
But then,
amazing.
Yeah, it just made it.
The cow clip.
Mariah Derry, not a penny. Unbelievable.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
If you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, Anna Geary has had quite the history, professional history, with animals and livestock, whether it be Mariah Derry, a cow, a mute cow in a Christmas jumper, or whether it be pigeons. Now, we have found the It'll Be All Right on the Night clip. We are posting it on the Absolute Radio, formerly known as Twitter feed. But just to whet the appetite, because we don't want to be talking about something that you can't see or hear for yourselves, do we? This is Anna and the pigeons.
I think it's so important to have this up-close interaction.
I think it's just nice for the children. It's like an attraction.
That's going to be a blooper.
No, they're doing no harm. At least they'd still be here whether you're feeding them or not.
You can hear the fear, can't you?
It's beautiful. It is a thing of beauty. Thank you, Anna. Thank you. As I say, we're going to post that out on our socials. If you want to see the video, well, you can go check it out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, we have two tickets to see Green Day live as we play Dial Emma for the final time. We'll call up somebody named Emma. Or are they? Our listener will have 20 seconds to ask as many questions as they like to decide whether we really did dial Emma. And playing this morning is Alfie. Hello, Alfie.
Hello, Dave. Hello, team.
Alfie, welcome along to the show in Leicester. Thanks. Sat alongside his dad. They love a bit of Absolute 80s, and they are huge Green Day fans. So it's a father-son outing if you win the tickets, Alfie.
Absolutely, definitely.
Lovely stuff. What's your dad's name?
Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Yes.
Hello
Great
there,
name.
Dave. Hello.
Hello, Dave.
So, you know what's going down here. We're going to call someone up. You have to work out if they really are an Emma. So let's make that call, shall we? Here we go. Good luck, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Hello, who's that on line two?
Morning, it's Emma.
Oh, okay. Alfie, your questions start now.
Emma, what is your middle name?
Anne.
Do you have any siblings? And if you do, what are their names?
I do, Charlotte and Andrew.
And do you tell lies?
Pardon?
Do you tell lies?
No.
Your time's up.
Okay,
your time is up, Alfie. So, do you tell lies?
Yes.
No. Spicy.
Nice tactic.
Alfie, for the tickets, did we dial Emma, yes or no?
No.
Is the right answer!
Oh, yeah!
And Dave, a father and son, off to see Green Day. Well done, gentlemen. Thank you for tuning into The Breakfast Show on 80s. We'll speak to you soon.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice
Thank you
one,
much.
Guys. Really pleased for you. In fact, on line two is Vicky, the wife of producer Old Swiss.
Yeah.
Hello, Vicky.
Hello, team. Hello, Dave.
How are you doing today?
I'm
good, thanks. How are you all?
Well, I knew at some point he'd drag you into this. I knew at some point you'd be substituting for an Emma, so thank you for doing it. I've got to ask you, what is it like being married to the penknife-obsessed Sue Perkins lookalike Dave Murphy? How is that for you?
Oh, it's great. He's very useful. That's all you need to know.
He is very useful, yes. He's useful at work. It's nice to know he's also useful at home. You put him to good use recently, Vicky, because he couldn't help but brag about it on his social media channels. He made you and all your friends a posh hotel afternoon tea.
Yes, he did.
What was in it? What lengths did he go to for you? Tell us about that.
Oh, he made the full sandwich fillings. He did chorizo mayo. He made that all from scratch. He did goat cheese with walnuts.
All with the penknife.
And char-grilled peppers. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we had some homemade lemon drizzle sponge. Yeah,
it was
amazing.
You're
making us
all
love that,
Dave.
This is unbelievable. Oh, you never do this for us.
Yeah, not once. You occasionally make a coffee here. Yeah, Vicky's getting all those little finger sandwiches. Unbelievable. Vicky, once again, thanks for your time. Really nice having you on the breakfast show. We'll speak to you again soon. Well, I'll see you soon. Vicky. Yeah, thanks a lot. Nice one. Bye-bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where on Tuesday, something truly spectacular happened here at our brand new state-of-the-art studios.
Dave Berry presents Kids World Records.
Yes, a world record was broken by an 11-year-old lad from York. His name is Taylor, and I am so pleased to say he's back on The Breakfast Show right now. Morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Dave.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very good, thank you.
I'm sure you are. It was so nice meeting you on Tuesday. What a tribute you are to your family. What a lovely young man you are. So, Taylor, you came in here a boy, but you left a world record holder, and that's just lovely. Has it sunk in yet?
I think it sunk in on the very first minute.
Sunk in that you were going to do it. I mean, have you watched the video back yet of you attempting the world record?
Yes.
Oh, you have watched it? Okay. What do you think?
I think I could have done much better, but I've got a world record, so...
Yeah.
Later's gonna hate! Yeah, exactly. Well said, Taylor. I mean, the thing about the video is you've helped us break a tiny record. I mean, it doesn't compare to your record, but it's the most viewed video in Absolute Radio's history in 24 hours. Yes. We got over, 1.2 million views of you peeling satsumas. Isn't that amazing, Taylor?
Yeah, that is amazing.
I mean, honestly, you know, I know you're a big Kasabian fan. You know, I've interviewed Kasabian and they've done a little acoustic number for us. They even did a cover of Fatboy Slim.
Yeah.
That didn't get anywhere near 1.2 million views. Yeah, you waltz in a tie-dye T-shirt, peel one of the satsumas and bang, 1.2 million views. So that makes you technically bigger than Kasabian. How does that feel?
That's amazing.
Whoa.
Wow, where did that round of applause come from?
Yeah, amazing.
Well, that was how... Well done, Taylor. You even got your own entourage. That was amazing. Do they follow you around now? You really are living the dream.
Canned applause. Amazing. Wow.
Have you taken your certificate into school?
Yes.
And what did all of your classmates have to say? Were your teachers really proud of you?
Yeah. Everyone was.
Everyone was. Do you regret not bringing any friends? We kept asking you throughout the process whether you wanted to bring any friends with you, but you were like, nah, I'm going to go solo.
No, I don't regret that.
No, okay.
You wanted to stay focused.
Yeah.
No distractions.
It's the right strategy. Also, I know that when you'd broken the world record and you left, and I know that the Sturge wanted to have a selfie with you, so you had a selfie with Claire Sturges, then you were off into Leicester Square to get lunch. And I said to your mum, Celine, I said, you get Taylor whatever he wants. So my question to you is, what did you have? I literally want to know, what is the lunch of champions?
I had a massive burger.
Yes! Yes.
There you go.
And not one satsuma inside.
Taylor, it's been great having you back on The Breakfast Show. Again, a huge well done to you. So well deserved. We're all so thrilled for you. Give it up for... Oh, we don't need to clap. He's got his own, he's got his own crowd with him. So we'll just leave you to get back to your adoring fans there, Taylor. Cheers, my friend. Speak to you later on.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
What have we spent the duration of that last song you've just enjoyed on the network doing? Trying to figure out where that round of applause sound effect came from in the middle of our call
so
with Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you guys could hear it too. I thought it was in my head.
Yeah. Ego. We honestly have no idea where it's come from.
Yeah, I thought maybe Taylor had a little sound effects box that he was playing with, but apparently not.
No, we spoke to him and his mum, Celine, afterwards, just during that last song, saying, oh, that was funny with the sound effects box. And they're like, what? Yeah. So we have no idea where it's come from. It's so strange, isn't it? Wow. Yeah. Now, it was great having Taylor back on the show to talk to him about what he got up to this week here on The Breakfast Show. And that leads me nicely into, I didn't really want to do this, but let's start with not all heroes wear capes. But sometimes we do wear winkle pickers. There was a moment during the third and what would have been final attempt by Taylor to break the world record for peeling the satsumas where he had left a tiny bit of peel on one of them. He had moved on to the next. Now, this piece of peel was about the size of a postage stamp. Mm. And it was there and it was out of view because Taylor had put it down and he'd moved on. Now, fortunately, from my viewpoint, I could see it. And I said to Taylor, well, I want to say go back and take it off, but I didn't want to rattle him in any way because, you know, Mark, the adjudicator, was counting down.
Yeah, the clock was ticking.
Anyway, this is what happened.
There you go.
Yeah, you're going to need to go back to the first one. There's a bit of peel on there. Get that off now. Move on to the third one. So, you know, I'm basically asking him to pivot.
Yes.
I'm asking an 11-year-old boy in a tie-dye T-shirt to pivot during a world record attempt. Let's hear it again, shall we? I've done all the production on this myself. Let's hear it again.
Are you going to need to go back to the first one? There's a bit of peel on there. Get that off now. Move on to the third one.
That's the slow-mo version of me being a hero. What? So afterwards, you know, that happened and I'm really pleased I did it. And the reason I'm really pleased that I did it is because I spoke to some of the people from Guinness World Records and apparently Mark, the adjudicator, the guy who wouldn't let me try on his blazer.
Oh, yeah.
He seemed like
very
such a lovely
man.
But he was, you know, he's the real deal.
Yeah.
I was told, and admittedly, privately, but I was told by one of his colleagues that just last week, he had failed a world record attempt for similar reasons being undertaken by a three-year-old and he had failed them.
Oh, that's brutal.
Isn't it brutal?
Yeah.
So I'm so pleased that I stepped up. Now, if you are one of the few people on planet Earth who hasn't seen the video yet, well, you can for yourselves. It's on the Absolute Radio socials. Join the 1.2 million people that viewed it in the first 24 hours of it being posted. It's also on my Instagram page. Go check it out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Now, on Bank Holiday Monday, something really rather special is happening on the main station because it will be Million Seller Monday. So all the songs we play you from 9 a.m. are singles or tracks from albums that have sold over a million copies. And you can expect loads of classics from the Beatles and the Stones and Oasis and the Fugees and Wet, Wet, Wet. It's all going to be going on. And to celebrate and to wet, wet, wet the appetite, we're going to play a very special game of Beat the Intro, the Million Seller Special.
Okay.
So all of these songs have sold over a million copies worldwide. Your names are your buzzers. There is a point for the name of the band or artiste and a further point for the name of the ditty. I know you like playing along where you are. Good luck. This is your first song.
Glenn. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Ian Drury.
Yes, Ian Drury and the Blockheads. It's a very different song. Ian Drury and the Blockheads, hit me with your rhythm stick. One of the greats.
Das ist gut, sehr fantastic.
1.12 million copies sold worldwide. Surely the most successful Ian there's ever been. Okay, here we go. What's this?
Glenn. Oh, Coldplay Paradise.
It is Coldplay Paradise. Another 2 points. I don't care about these guys, but could you give the audience a chance to get involved? 1 million copies. I find it fascinating we live in a world where Ian Dury and the Blockheads sold more copies of Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick than Coldplay did Paradise.
No way.
I like it. I kind of like it in a way. Up next. Now, Matt Dyson, yeah. Anna Geary, I expect better from you. Oh, okay. You're going to know this straight away.
Really?
Okay. Your names are your buzzers. You won't be able to mess this up. This is effectively who can say their name the fastest.
Matt.
Matt.
It's Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio.
Yes. It is.
That was close, I think, Glenn, wasn't it?
It's going to be played on your bank holiday Monday on Absolute Radio. What about this?
Glenn. Goo Goo Dolls, Iris.
It is. You know, just because you say your name quietly in a laid-back fashion doesn't mean you're not answering
any... Yeah, I shouldn't have been looking at my fingernails at the time.
Yeah, that was Iris.
It is.
That was ridiculous.
So my question to you guys, as I just touched on it, that we know that Ian Dury and the Blockheads sold more copies of Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick than... than Coldplay did Paradise. Which one of those four songs we just enjoyed do you think has sold the most copies worldwide?
Coolio.
Got to be Coolio, yeah.
It has to be.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls sold 1.03 million copies, but the biggest selling song of all of those is Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise.
Yeah.
1.58 million, don't you know?
That's quite right.
All going to be played on the main station after nine as part of Million Seller Monday, and we have another four songs for you to beat the intro of, and they're coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's coming Bank Holiday Monday. We're doing something rather special. It is Million Seller Monday. We're going to be playing you all the songs and tracks that have sold over a million copies. We're doing that on the main station just after 9 a.m. And to celebrate, we're having a special game of Beat the Intro, where one thing ain't changed, Glenn's winning. Yeah. As it stands, Anna is yet to score. I was just so taken aback by the sweet, almost childlike way you looked at me through the studio glass and went, Goo Goo Dolls. So endearing.
I genuinely thought, because it's got a bit of an American feel, maybe that had massive trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was on like a movie soundtrack. Yeah.
Okay. Goo Goo Dolls.
Matt's got 2 points. Glenn, you're in the lead with 6. We've got 4 more songs to share with you from our Million Seller Monday. We know you like playing along where you are, if you get a chance. So, first up, this.
Oh. Matt.
Glenn.
Matt.
Fame, Irene Cara.
Is correct.
Yes!
Pretending
wow,
he didn't
good.
Know.
I know.
Or something like
no,
that.
No, yeah. I mean, no.
I want to say Irene Cara.
Yeah, but like, Cara. Also, like, who cares?
She
do you know what
big,
I mean? Like,
yeah. Big on the old soundtracks to films back in the day.
Matt, you're wearing leg warmers. Don't pretend you don't know who Irene Cara is. Yes, well done. I'll reveal how many they sold at the end, just so you know, so we might as well carry on with that little bonus game that we're doing here. But right now, I need you to beat the intro of this.
Glenn.
Oh. Glenn.
The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Absolutely right. I'd imagine it shifted a few units.
Yeah.
Okay, what's this?
Glenn. Oh. Side Patrol Chasing Cars.
It's just too quick.
I've got the answers in front of me. I think that's probably what's helping. Yeah. I just got to read them.
Yes, it is. Snow Patrol Chasing Cars. Okay.
Yes.
Anna, you got to get a point
on
the board.
And do you know, I have realised we're in our new studios. I can control Glenn's mic.
That's a great way.
He's frozen out.
I love that.
Yeah, if you see me frantically waving, I'm not answering, but you know what's happening.
Yeah. I've just realised we're in our new studios and I do have this loaded pistol. That's really ominous, Anna. You've gone from goo goo dolls to being really threatening.
To a nice mic, Glenn. Shame if something were to happen to
it. You snip Glenn's headphones, yeah. Right, okay, this is the final one. I'll tell you now, it sold 1.02 million copies in the UK alone.
Yeah, I know.
Matt!
I think it's Bob the Builder.
The song?
Can we fix it? Yes, we can.
Bob the Builder, can we fix it?
Neil Morrissey was it?
Yeah. Don't pretend you don't. Yeah, yeah. This is worse than Irene Cara.
Like
oh, little fella, dungarees. Oh, what's his name? You've done it, man!
Yeah. I genuinely wasn't sure on that one.
I feel like you should get bonus points for that. That is really impressive.
Do you know what? Anna, you're on 0. Matt, you're on 6. Glenn, you're on 10. I'm going to give you 5 bonus points for that.
Oh, wow. That doesn't count.
Okay, so here's my question. Which one of those sold the most? So a reminder, a recap. We had Irene Cara of fame, The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand, Snow Patrol Chasing Cars, and Bob the Builder, Can We Fix It? They all sold over a million.
That's the point.
A million seller Monday, this bank holiday Monday on the main station. But which sold the most?
Right, you feel it would be the Beatles.
Yeah, sure, you do.
But
yeah.
I feel like we don't live in a nice world, and I have a feeling that Bob the Builder is the winner. Because it was big and international. Our German teacher at school taught us the theme tune in German, so we know it when you were here.
The floor is yours, sir.
Bob de Bauer, kann er es bau? Bob de Bauer, ja, er kann.
Oh, amazing.
That is brilliant.
This, thanks to you two, has been the best Friday morning of my life. Wow.
That's amazing.
The booth of truth delivering every single talk of it. I love it. Fortunately, I can't believe you just went through all that. It was the Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand. 1.81 million copies.
Justice.
Right, join us for Million Seller Monday on the main station just after 9 this bank holiday Monday.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
I sincerely hope the no repeat guarantee is treating you well. Basically, what's going to happen in your life right now is you're going to head into the bank holiday weekend without hearing the same song twice. It happens every weekday between 9 and 5. And we stop it momentarily for your social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What's a light-hearted tidbit we could all take with us into the bank holiday weekend, Matthew?
A choir boy on helium?
Yes, please.
Fancy that? Yeah, why not? Why not? This has gone viral recently. It was shared with me on X by Rob Edwards, who's a regular listener to our podcast. So it's a choir boys are always already quite high-pitched in their singing. There's a massive balloon filled with helium in this video, and one of the boys takes a hit midway through and just listen to how it affects his singing voice. Here's the balloon.
Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it? It really takes it to the next
it's
level.
It's haunting.
Yeah, yeah. The effect it has.
Wow.
In the church as well, it really adds to the sound of the high pitch.
Back in my hedonistic days, that's the kind of stuff I would shave to. That's what I'd be listening to while
really?
I had a wet shave. Yeah, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like monks. Is that monks singing that sort of stuff?
Yeah, Gregorian chants.
Chanting. I didn't know that was on your shaving compilation. Wow, okay.
Well, it is now.
It's a funny old mix on there, isn't it? I'll share the helium choir boy on my Twitter. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's your lot. Friday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show is done and dusted. What a show it has been, in no small part down to Anna and Glenn. I mean, wow.
Amazing stuff.
They're preparing the news at the moment, but they've been fantastic. So we leave you with a brand new edition of the podcast, available wherever you do your filthy, naughty, dirty pod dealings. What's it going to be named? Matt, I've decided just to give you a versus battle. Okay. The podcast naming bell rung many more times than this, but you've got a versus. You've got not all heroes wear capes, but they do wear winkle pickers. Yes. Versus nice Mike Glenn. Would be a shame if something were to happen to it.
Oh, yeah, Susanna tried to wrestle back control. It's worth listening to the podcast just to hear that. And Glenn singing Bob the Builder in German certainly is amazing. But I think maybe we should go with not all heroes wear capes, but they do wear winkle pickers.
Well, I am grateful for the nod. Thank you very much indeed, Matt. That podcast will be made available in about 10 minutes' time. So on the way on Absolute Radio, Leona Graham's going to be here with the Tea Break trivia, plus the details you need to enter the final £1 million Make Me a Winner, which could see somebody win £200,000. We'll be back with you on Tuesday morning from 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard this week, well, this is Absolute Radio and my name is Dave Berry. If you haven't enjoyed it, you're listening to Magic and my name is Ronan and Harriet. Arrivederci.